Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today, it's a very special John and Tammy San Diego's Morning Show.
In the arms of the angel.
It is with great sadness. But I wonder if Sarah McLachlan realized when she recorded this song.
I know.
That it would just instantly bring tears to everybody's face because of that horrible dog commercial.
I know, it's so sad. If you remember one of the best Modern Family episodes ever, all three of them get sucked in to her commercial with that because it was the trifecta. And if you've never seen it, just look it up yourself. It's really, really funny.
Sadly, we are saying goodbye to an animal, to a pet, to a family member today. Almost as predicted by the owner itself.
Yes.
Producer Jessica, what are you laughing at? You lost your fish, Finn.
I know. He was a betta fish.
Gotcha.
But we did buy the cheapest betta fish.
Yeah.
So he did not last long. He lasted all of 2 weeks.
You thought he'd be gone in less than a week.
I thought he would be gone in less than a day.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a happy story then. He outlived his lifespan, according to you. Seriously, what is the lifespan of a betta fish? I think it is a week, isn't it? Or what happened to Finn, besides the fact he died?
My mom bought the fish for my son, Walt, and I was afraid Walt would end up ending the fish's life because he is going through a particularly destructive phase right now and destroying everything. Yesterday, he tried to spill a bottle of Aunt Jemima's maple syrup all over. So when this fish came into our life, I did not expect it to last long. It turns out that it wasn't Walt, at least we believe, who killed the fish.
Okay, first of all, nobody killed a fish. Let's stop the murder slant here.
I'm sorry.
Okay, anyway, go on.
Unalive. Let's say unalive.
Okay.
I changed the fish's water on Monday, and Tuesday morning he was gone. So I think I did something with the water. I didn't do it right. I don't know. So I got a gallon of drinking water that we have, like, for emergencies in our house, and I put the solution, the conditioner that you're supposed to use, into the water. And I don't know, maybe I didn't let it sit long enough before I put some of it in his thing, or maybe you're not supposed to use the drinking water. I thought it was good water.
Are you telling us you think you poisoned your fish, Finn?
I wonder if I did.
Poor Walt.
Well, I'm looking up here and it says the type of water you put your betta fish in can have a major impact on their health.
So you killed your fish, Jess?
Okay, well, I thought we weren't on the killing murder.
I'm sorry, you murdered your fish, Jess.
I think you can do this. I think that you can hold a little quick little service.
All right.
Finn the
go
fish.
Ahead, go ahead.
Hang on. Look, everybody just kind of gather around and maybe form a little circle here.
Here we go. It is with great sadness that we remember the life, the very, very short life of Finn the betta fish. His swimming adventures will live on, and hopefully when he's reborn, he will have an owner that doesn't use the wrong water.
You got 10 seconds still.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is actually longer than Finn lived.
Yeah.
Finn, you're in a better place now. Swim on, Finn. swim on. That's all I got.
Okay.
I wasn't prepared to do a fish eulogy today.
A fish eulogy.
I would love any parents to help me feel better about maybe their fish that they accidentally unalive, their child's fish.
Unalived.
Feel free to give us a call. Or maybe some fish tips for my next beta fish.
Sure.
Don't buy the $3.99 one, buy the $12.99 one.
Maybe.
It's fine.
Maybe.
I don't think it had anything to do with the price of the fish, Jess, but go ahead. Keep that thought process going.
833-287-1037. Any fish tips or stories to make Jessica feel better? We'd love to hear them. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSO.
Riley is in Poway. I think she is here to mourn the loss of producer Jessica's beta fish, Finn, who sadly passed away at age,
not quite two weeks.
Hi.
What do you got to share, honey?
Okay, so I had a fish. I think I was about 8 years old, and the fish, I think there were like four in the tank, and somehow one day a bunch of babies appeared. And I was so happy. I named all the babies with my dad. We were so excited. Woke up today, all the babies were gone.
Oh, no.
We did not know that the mom or dad fish, whichever one, actually eats the babies. You're supposed to separate them.
Yeah, I didn't know that till just now. That's horrifying.
It was really scary and traumatizing.
Fish are monsters.
It's called nature, John. Grow up.
Thanks, Riley. I'm sorry about that. Are you doing okay now in your adult life?
Yes. I've recovered. We're okay now.
That's awesome. Thank you, honey. Alicia in Oceanside, what do you have to share?
So I don't have any tips, but I can make her feel better. About a year ago, I bought my daughter a betta fish, and I may have turned the temperature up in the water a little bit too much.
Oops.
And I fried the fish.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Another fish killer.
Oh, I know.
I didn't need to. I was just doing what the woman at the store told me to do, and I guess I turned it up a little too much.
The woman at the store told you to kill your fish?
Oh, my God, John. Thanks, Alicia.
You know what? This reminds me of Andy Gallo. Mm-hmm. Andy Gallo at my 8-year-old birthday party killed my goldfish. You know how? He put Pop Rocks in the water, and the fish ate them, and Pop Rocks exploded the fish.
Oh,
thanks, Andy Gallo. You're all a bunch of Andy Gallo fish killers.
Okay. Megan in Lakeside, do you have a fish story to make Jessica feel better?
I do.
Go
I
ahead.
Killed an indestructible fish. My son won a fish at the fair, and thing was indestructible. It traveled with us. Well, one day I was changing its water, and I put the water treatment in that you're supposed to do. And I put him back in too soon.
Oh, see?
And that's exactly what Jessica did.
It's very temperamental.
He started floating, and it was so sad.
So sad. Yeah, well, that's exactly what she did. She figured that's what it was. Thank you for making her feel better, by the way.
I don't think we're allowed to have fish.
Maybe not. All right, Jesse and Escondido, do you got a fish story to make producer Jessica feel better?
I have the best one you're going to get.
Okay.
So my mom, with her empty nest syndrome, decided to get into betta fish. And if, for fun fact, betta fish decide to, in their own lives, by jumping out of their tank. After the fourth sad, tragic death that she had, instead of realizing that betta fish just might not be her thing, she has now gotten so into it that she is committed to be the greatest betta fish owner that has ever existed. And she has, like, heating tanks and special rocks for these guys. And I think she has one that's now lived to be like 6 months old.
Wow.
She's obsessed.
Wow, 6 months.
6 months. That's a record. That's a world record.
And
so hang on. Did you say your mom had suicidal fish? Like four of them killed themselves?
They kill themselves. They jump to their own death when they're unhappy with their environment.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Betta fish are morons.
She's determined to make them happy. I love that. Thank you for sharing that.
Wow.
Wow.
I never knew betta fish's life was so complicated.
Do you feel much better now?
Yeah, I do.
All right. R.I.P. Finn.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment. All so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.